miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce, and that's me, and Bridget Titkemeyer. Bridget will come in with her top story of the week in just a few seconds. But I wanted to go over a couple more that are really important. We already went over that the healthy habits of young women. If young women do five things, don't smoke, drink alcohol in moderation, eat a healthy diet, low saturated fat, no trans fat, low simple sugars, no syrups, no grains that aren't 100% whole grain, lots of fruits and vegetables, exercise about 30 minutes a day, and have a waist less than half their height, they have only a 8% risk of cardiovascular disease compared to their other peers. That is, they have a 92% reduction compared to peers who don't do those five healthy things in the Nurses Health Study. And that was for younger women, that is, started 27 to 44 over the next 24 years of life. If you look at 50 to 80-year-old, we already have that data. That is an 80% reduction in Spanish men of risk factors for all-cause mortality, a 90% reduction for the nurses. Unfortunately, only 3% of the nurses in the United States did this. Only 1% of the Spanish men did it. So we're our own worst enemies for causing health problems. This is, in fact, it almost wiped out all, if they started between 27 and 44 over the next 26 years, there were almost no strokes and heart attacks in these 86,000 nurses and 46,000 other women that were studied in this study. So you almost radically reduce problems. The next study I wanted to cover is the House fired a shot at the health care law seeking to raise the age of 40. Well, this isn't going to be a problem if you look to Robert Fogel's work. Robert Fogel won a Nobel Prize in 1994 for his work on demographics and population health and how it affected economics. His prediction way back in 1997 is that we in the United States, despite recessions, et cetera, will run out of employees, will literally be too short of employees, and have a under 3% unemployment rate in 2019. We won't have enough employees, was his statement. And because of that, he said, healthcare will again become an item, a bargaining chip in being able to employ and retain people in your job. So he would argue that, in fact, it doesn't matter where they go because we're all going to need full-time employees, that this was a temporary situation. I got to talk to him before he died several years ago, but after the 2008 recession started, and he said, this doesn't change anything. The United States is still going to run out of employees for any type of job by 2019 or 2020. He said maybe it delays it a couple years, but our birth rate is so low, our immigration rate isn't increasing, and our death rate is so low that we're getting older. Fewer people will be working. They'll be retiring. Even if they delay the retirement age a few years, it still means we're going to be short of workers unless we radically change retirement age. And he said, I don't think that's going to happen the way I see it. So that was his point, and his point on the health care law would then be, doesn't matter if they move it to 40 hours because people are going to be fighting for employees in a few years. It does mean for our corporate HR directors, they're going to have to seek ways to keep retaining and keeping their positions and their jobs functional and critical. New antibiotic stirs hope against resistant bacteria. Way back in the old days, in the days of Robinson and Bristol and Myers, those are real people who grew up in upstate New York who started pharmacies. They would dig in the dirt around trees and grow stuff and see if it produced things like penicillin that eradicated bacteria. That's how this was developed. That's how those A.H. Robbins and Bristol Myers really began. Even Procter & Gamble began that way, if you will, in some of this, in its pharmaceutical areas. So they started this, and Northwestern researchers started this. They've got a new antibiotic that comes from some of the bacteria growing around in dirt, around trees. They methodically did this and have found some that may be a real hope against serious bacteria. Okay, I've taken enough time. Bridget, what's your favorite story of the week?
My favorite story of the week is a surprise for Dr. Roizen. He doesn't know that this is the one that I chose. But my all-time favorite was the greatest list of the top 100 most influential people in health and fitness. Dr. Roizen made the list, and he was referred to as the everything doctor, helping to get people healthier and move them in the right direction. He's on the list with a number of other experts, some of which have been on the radio show, including, well, these haven't been on the radio show recently, but he's on there with Michelle Obama, Dr. Mehmet Oz, his UDOC partner, Deepak Chopra, a number of other great experts. So congratulations, Dr. Roizen.
Thank you very much. I didn't know that was coming. Thanks, Bridget, for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
It got sent to me yesterday, so thank you. I thought you were going to choose one on grains. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have my other favorite story is about whole grains. Obviously, Dr. Roizen's story is way better, but the whole grain study is also very interesting. Researchers took data from the Nurses' Health Study and from the Health Professionals' Follow-Up Study and tracked individuals, all of them, from 1984, 1986 to 2010. It included about 188,000 people that entered the study without heart disease or cancer. When the researchers looked specifically at whole grain consumption, they found that the people who were eating the most whole grains were almost 10% less likely to die during the course of the study compared to those who ate the least. And that was true even after the authors accounted for age, smoking, body mass index, physical activity, and other dietary habits. And then the second part of the results was with every additional 28 grams, which is roughly about 1 ounce of whole grains per day, the risk of death decreased by 5%, and the risk of heart disease death decreased by 9%. So the authors said that they weren't sure exactly what the reason was for this, but there are a number of benefits to whole grains, that including the high fiber and it not having the same effect on your blood sugar as refined grains because of the fiber and other nutrients that are in it, so it doesn't increase your risk of diabetes. It actually lowers your risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And then there's also some other great nutrients that are found in whole grains, like magnesium, lignans, which are a fiber, and other vitamins. So the best sources of whole grains that you can include in your diet are probably popcorn, especially if you're cooking it yourself, in healthy oils. Brown rice is another great one. Quinoa, whole wheat flour, or any whole wheat products, as long as it's 100% whole wheat. You have to read that on the front of the label, 100% whole wheat.
So when we come back, I'm going to go over some more stories like the Ebola vaccines, the health insurers that don't cover anti-obesity medications, and we'll talk about extra antioxidants and why it's the antis in your cell that make a difference. And also about the Stanford story on Alzheimer's disease cure. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. You're listening to us. This is the second hour. If you're listening to this hour, we have a first and a second hour. You can get them archived usually by Tuesday, sometimes even by Monday of the week of that week after we air. We do it live on Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.